Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Terry Lanier is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Whether you know it or not, she's been working hard for many years on helping people who are more on the lower end, the smaller end, I'll say. The smaller end of the scale for businesses, the micropreneur, the charmed quirk, as my friend Rich Galen calls them, the party of one, as I have been in my career before, and she's an expert in that area. She's the president of Working Solo Incorporated. Her website is called workingsolo.com, and she's our good friend, Terry Lanier. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, and of course, the founder and the mother of the outstanding summits back in the day called the Soho Summits.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day.
Those were fun.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
The first one was 10 years ago. It was quite a remarkable time.
And I think I remember you were on the show. We talked about that being you guys those, and it was out in California, the first one, wasn't it?
Right. The first two were at La Costa in 1990, June 99 and June 2000.
Right, yeah, and then they had one more in 01, I think, Terry, one of the things I was talking about is before you got here was the fact that the largest segment of businesses in the country, in the United States, and really in the on the planet, is the sole proprietor. I mean, there are 25 or 6 million businesses estimated in the United States, of which only about 8 million of those have employees. All the rest of them are parties of one, aren't they?
Yes, and it's usually been about 80%, and it's the reason I called my business Working Solo, because I see it, Jim, as this target. And the big red center are the solo entrepreneurs or the sole proprietors, who sometimes are traditionally mom and pop or partnerships,
right,
or something like that. And then you go out a little broader, and the next ring in the circle is our businesses, say, 2 to 5 employees.
Right.
And then the next circle out is about 10 to 12 employees, and then it starts scaling from there.
25, 50, 100, and that,
right,
sort of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you get to the SBA's, I think the SBA's definition of small business is 500 and less.
499 or less, and that's their max definition, of course. And of course, they do that I won't say political reason, but there are legislative reasons why that helps them to have that number. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, anything under 100 employees is really what I consider to be a true small business. And the reason I use that definition is because under 100 employees, typically the business is run by the owners. It's probably the founders. That's a segment, when you got less than 100 employees, when you're less likely to have a professional board of directors, you're less likely to have to hire especially under 50 employees, you're less likely to hire professional consultants, that sort of thing. And but even then, you know, we're still talking about a minority of businesses have employees. The vast majority don't. And you know, the interesting thing about this to me, in this world that we live in, this time we live in now, Terry, is just because you're a party of one doesn't mean that you're an inconsequential little lifestyle company. There are many of them out there like that, and that's what they want to be. But there are lots of people who are leveraging other contractors, and they're doing a lot of business as a party of one.
Right. You can have $1 million business as a solo entrepreneur.
That's
you
right.
Just have to be very smart about it, particularly very smart about how you use your time, and as you were saying, how you tap into others to finish projects, to get projects done.
Well, just like my organization, Terry, we're in that first ring. You said, you know, five employees or less. We're in that second ring of employee size. But that's just the people who are under my roof. That doesn't count the people, the contractors that we use. You know, that may be as many as 20 people that we help make payroll for.
Exactly.
And that's how this economy's been growing, hasn't it?
Well, in these days, you can tap into the best and the brightest, and they don't have to be in your hometown, in the place geographically where you're working.
That's right.
Well, with the internet and Skype and all sorts of online tools, you can be work sharing literally around the world.
That's right. There's no question about it. And I've done it. You've done it. And it works. It's a great way of doing things. And it's a way of maintaining flexibility and versatility, isn't it?
It is. For example, I have editors who live in New York City, about an hour and a half from where I live here in the Hudson Valley of New York.
Mm-hmm.
I have graphic designers who are out in Seattle.
Right.
I have other partners who are in St. Louis or Texas or Southern California. So the most important thing is finding those people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're short-term jobs, I'll go on to a website and I'll check out some people there. And if it's a one-shot deal, I'll depend on that and I can go and hire them. I've hired people that I've never met. And it's been terrific. They've done great work for
me. I've worked with people for a decade. I've never met them.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to have a relationship.
Yes.
In fact, I'm thinking of a couple of guys I've been working with. I've known them for 12 years. We've never met.
Mm-hmm.
And may never meet. And yet we're almost good. We're almost like we're great. You know, we're great friends and we work great together. You know, and I'll tell you something else, and you'll appreciate this, and I know you know about these guys, virtual assistants. That's a whole new layer. I say new, relatively new in the economy, layer of contractor that's available for folks right now.
Very, very powerful. And you can bring them on either for a set number of hours,
mm-hmm.
or a set number of hours per week, or just a block of time.
Gail Buskey is who I'm coming to mind. What's her organization's name? I'm trying to think of a virtual assistant's. I've forgotten the name, but I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, Gail's a member of our Brain Trust. She's her organization. That's what she does. She helps match up people with virtual assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening all over the place. And so these are, you know, if you think about it, Terry, when you and I started working with small businesses back in the 80s and 90s, I mean, some of these things that are going on right now, the capability right now would have seemed magical in those days, wouldn't they?
It would. And part of it was powered definitely by technology, but part of it also was the shift in the mindset.
Well, and also by people like you, Terry, who helped bring respect and legitimacy to the micropreneur, and we owe you a lot, all of us do. Thank you for that. Terry Lanier, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about these issues right after this break. Stay with us. Welcome back, 23 After. Here's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Crazy Man. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Terry Lanier. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. In fact, you can see that the body of work that Terry has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. You can find all that right there on our site, plus the 1,500 plus other members of our Brain Trust who have left their words of wisdom with us, either by art in the form of articles or interviews that we've done. So lots of stuff there arranged in handy categories, or you can search for the topic that's on your mind and read, listen, ask questions, get answers. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff that'll help you. And there's no barrier to entry. Everything we have is free. Just all you got to do is show up. We'll let you come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. That's smallbusinessadvocate.com and then twitter.com/Jim Blassingame. Terry Lanier, as I said, is with us. She's the president of Working Solo and a major force in the micropreneur world. Terry, give us the website and tell us how we can find you online.
The website is workingsolo.com, and I've created a weekly free email newsletter called the Working Solo Minute, designed specifically to be read 60 seconds or less. It's been great, Jim. People have said they wanted information, they wanted it quick, they wanted it in their box.
The national attention span is getting shorter and shorter, isn't it?
Well, particularly for solo entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We have so many things going on in our lives, but I pack each issue, make sure that it's under 60 seconds, but pack each issue with things that people can do immediately to improve their business. And so you can join that list by going to workingsolo.com. And then I'm also on Twitter at Terry Lonier, TerriLonier.com.
So check that out, folks. It's worth the trip, and if Terry's got something to say in a minute, it's a good minute. So be sure to subscribe to that. Terry, let's talk to us some more about what you're seeing out there in the across the landscape. Is 09 a tough time for micropreneurs, for solopreneurs?
Well, it is. If a lot of it is about attitude in many ways, although of course there are some realities. But many solo entrepreneurs that I've spoken to have not been affected by this downturn because they've been able to do one important thing, Jim. They've been able to talk to their clients and point out to them very clearly what their value is.
Mm-hmm.
Their clients, who are oftentimes larger businesses, because many times solo entrepreneurs are working in the B2B space, their clients may be cutting back on consultants, they may be cutting back on marketing, they may be cutting back on advertising, but if you as a soloist can really put forth what your value is, it changes the conversation. It's not about how can I work for you more cheaply,
mm-hmm.
It's about look what I can deliver. You can cut back on everything else, but now is not the time to cut back, for example, on your marketing program.
Right. Well, and the good thing about solopreneurs is typically the overhead is low.
Yes.
And it's not capital intensive. So when sales are if revenue's off a little bit, you know, it's not like you're feeding a beast that's going to kill you that much. And when the credit market is tough, if you're not capital intensive, that's not a big deal for you.
Right. And
it may affect your customers, but it would be less likely to affect your business.
They're also able to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And if it means taking work that you may have turned down several years ago, mm-hmm. you say, sure, this will be a short-time thing. I can do this. But I always encourage people, before you start thinking about cutting your prices, think about ways of repackaging or rethinking your
mm-hmm.
business. So instead of offering option A, which used to cost X, and now you'll offer it for X at 80% or 50%,
mm-hmm.
think about creating a whole new package that may be at a lower price point. That way you don't cannibalize things.
Exactly.
And when business returns, as it will, it may take a while, but it will, you won't have repositioned yourself to the lower end of the price market when you try to relaunch your business into a stronger economy.
So many people have made that recommendation this year on the show, Terry, and I think maybe you may have been the first back in January when we talked once about this, and other people have followed you in this area, and that is, you know, don't discount your rate, add more value.
Yes.
In other words, if you want to give somebody a couple of hours for free, if you want to say, okay, for every 10 hours you buy, I'm going to give you 12 hours of work. You know, that's a discount, but you didn't lower the price point of your unit.
Exactly.
And that's what you taught us that back in January, and I've repeated that many times over the last several months to encourage people to do that, because that's important, isn't it? I mean, if you've been getting $75 an hour for your work, and you discount that to 50, well, that's, guess what? That's the new value of your property, of your time.
Right, going forward.
Yeah. And so if you maintain 75 and give them some hours, you get to do that if you want to. So that was good advice, and it's enduring advice. Terry, last thoughts. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, to me, this time of the year is always new beginnings. It's not for me, the new year never starts January 1st. It really starts in September. People are going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage all small business owners, this is the time to step back. You're entering fourth quarter, October 1st.
Yep.
Step back and see what has worked, what is on that list of things you really wanted to get done in 09 that hasn't, and you still have 3 or 4 months to get it done.
Right. Well said. Workingsolo.com, right?
It is.
Thank you, Terry, for being here. Terry Launier, ladies and gentlemen, the world, one of the world's best. She'll be back real soon. Going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Stevie to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.